Okay, good morning. We are Masechet Tamid. So it's actually the second daf of Tamid, but it's Kaf Vav of this combined Masechta here of Me'ila. Just quickly, saw in the Mishnah yesterday, there are basically three places in the Beit HaMikdash, where the Kohanim guarded. We said there was Beit HaTinus, where they made the Ketoret, the Beit HaNitzot, where the sun rays came in, and Beit HaMokeh, where there was a constant fire. And we saw that the idea of the Shmira wasn't really Shmira in case of theft, because we said there's Ein Aniyut P'makom Ashrut, that the Beit HaMikdash is a rich place. But it was more to give kavod. Then we spoke also about the fact that there were these rooms, the upper room, which had beds where the Kohanim would sleep on these stone types of things, which would come out. And then the Mishnah said, the next halacha of the Mishnah was, at the bottom of Kaf Amud Bet, was Ira Keri Lechad Mehem. So basically, there would be Mishmarot, right? The Mishnah is making a lot of assumptions that we know. That there was Mishmarot, that every week, right, Kohanim would change. The families would come in different change of families. We're speaking about the family that are working now in the Mikdash for the week. They'd come on a Friday, they'd be there Shabbos till Shabbos, and they'd go on a Sunday, basically, right? And on the Sunday, on the first Shabbos, we saw before in the other Masechtas, what do they share of the stuff from the Shabbos, from the Mishmar coming in, the Mishmar going out? I'm sure we'll get that. But so now we talk about a situation, we've got this Mishmar, and the guy goes to sleep at night, the Kohen, and he has a seminal discharge. And he has a Baal Keri. And a Baal Keri is Tameh. And he can't work without a mikvah. It's an easy tumah. He has to just go to the mikvah and wait for Harev Shimshor, right? For nightfall. And then he's Tameh. The first Mishnah Masechet Brachot. They go to the mikvah. They have mikvah. And they wait for the sun to go down. And they can go and eat their tumah. So yeah, this guy in the middle of the night, he has a seminal discharge. And he's got a problem. His problem is that he can't really walk through the Azara or through parts of the Beit HaMikdash because he's Tameh. So he's a bit stuck. So this is like where the Game of Thrones and all these things sort of get their settings from, right? So now that the Mishnah tells us, so he leaves this room that he's in, right? He was in the Beit HaMoked, or where was he sleeping? Yeah. Beit HaMoked, right? He slipped about Amoked, which is on the upper level, and he goes now Yotzev Holech Lo B'Misiba. Now he didn't have a party, right? He wasn't going to have a party for Misiba. Rashi says, not Rashi. The Rabbeinu Gershom says, yeah, Misiba is a Mechila. A Mechila is a what we call in Hebrew a Min Halara, like a tunnel. Okay, so there were tunnels, right? Misiba, there were tunnels under the Beit HaMikdash. See that the Mishnah says, B'Misiba Haolechet. Tachat Habira. The Bira is one of the terms for the Beit HaMikdash. Right? There's an argument that it's the whole Beit HaMikdash or part of the Beit HaMikdash, the whole of Jerusalem, whatever. Today, we use the Bira as a word capital, but the Bira is the Beit HaMikdash. Under the Bira, there was this tunnels that went. Look at the Mefarish there on the Rashi side. Ra'iti v'pitronos Shabbi Yaakov ben Shimon Zatzal. He says, he saw Rabbi Yaakov, he explained it like this. B'chol midot mochiach, in all the midot of the Beit HaMikdash, we prove, she mesibahu amud shel binyan sholin v'yodin v'lida gilgu. Basically, like under the foundations. That's how I understand what this means over here, right? The Amudim of Binyan, it's like pillars of Binyan where basically you can go up and down underneath them. But like I said, Rabbeinu Gershom here says a Mechida. And if you look at the first, he says, Tachar Abira. Ki heichi de pri Rabbi Yochanan v'Shlakish ba'al megabe ba'al v'sarfo lifnei Abira. There's a machloket there in Masechet Yoma, but Rabbi Yochanan v'Shlakish, about coming and burning everything if lifnei Abira. The command Amar Kol HaMikdash Kulo Karbira. Here it is. Remember I said this argument. And he says there's something that said the whole Beit HaMikdash is called Bira. Shneimar Ala Bira Asher Hachinoti. The command Amar Makom Yesh Bahar Abai to Bira Shmon. There's something that says only the place on that. There's a particular place in the mountain of Har which is called the Bira. So he says Hachinami Pligi Hachisot. We have what the Bira is. But bottom line is he would walk through these tunnels under certain sections of Beit HaMikdash because he was Tumei. So he had to be under, not on the Kodesh. Right, Venero, Dolkin, Mikan, Mikan, there were candles lit on both sides. Right, the Mephrash says, Mechidek, the Ha'ilot, to light it up for him, said, no, he was going because it all happens at night. Achu Magid, about Atfil, until he arrives at the mikvah. Right, now at the mikvah, Umedura Hayatash, remember we spoke about the idea of this Beit HaMoked with the fire, and we spoke about Rav Kromman told us that the problem is always cold. You can see that they're occupied a lot with heat in the Beit HaMikdash, light and heat. Right, there was a fireplace there, Sham, and the Mefarish Aviyah says, "B'mechila samuch lebet atvila achash davar mitchamem." Sham, after he covered himself, he could warm himself there. Ubeit hakisa shel kavod, and this bed hakisa shel kavod is a toilet. Okay, it's got a fancy name, Ubeita Kisei Shel Kavod. But there's a toilet there, so he'd got it before he went into the mikveh, he'd first go and do his ablutions. Look at the Mefaresh. Vezehu Kavodo. What's the Kavod? Hello? Vishayesh Bo Petach. Vadam Shnichna Shama Yimseu Nya'ul. Sagur Haya. Chozel Achorab. Vishmevin Shayesh Bo Adam. What did it mean by that kisei Kavod? It was about a kisei that helped people conduct themselves with Kavod. There was some sort of a hole there. You know, there's a law in Israel today, by the way, in building codes, that a toilet has to have either a little light in it, it's called a tzoar, a little window in the toilet door, or it has to have a lock on it that says open and closed. And from the outside, you can see that if somebody's inside or not, because the idea is if the light's on and the door's and a little window, part of the building code.
Part of building.
Even private, in your house. No. If you look, most houses are meant to have it. Look, your house has got it. No. Look, and having a toilet, the tzoar,
no.
Well, they never built it, was bad. It wasn't me. In fact, truth is that people don't like it, but there's meant to be a little window in the door. You'll see a lot of houses have it, and then you can see that the lights on in the toilet and somebody's in the toilet, or they've got a door on it that says open, lock, unlock, you know, like on the lock thing, etc. I'll be honest with you, we don't do it all the time. That's the truth, but I'm almost sure it's pretty much building. Definitely probably building. I'm also probably, but that's exactly what it's saying over here. This is the Beit HaKisei Shel Kavod, and that's the Kavod door. There at the petach was a little door, an entrance there. Adam When he comes there, he finds the door's locked. And if it's locked, he knows something there. He goes back. He finds that the opening is clear. And he knows there's nobody there. Goes outside and does ablutions. That's what's called barakisa shel kavod. Then once he's gone to the toilet, yarad v'taval, he goes into the mikveh. Right, and then he comes out and he dries himself and he stapeg and he warms himself opposite that flame, that little fire there. And now this is a big chidush. He goes back to the place of the Beit HaMoked and he sits there with his friends. And there's a problem. What's the problem? The problem is that he's still tum'at tvulyom, it's called. Remember, we saw that when a guy goes to the mikveh in the day, it's actually night time, we'll get a separate problem. But he goes to the mikveh, he's got to wait till the sunset. Otherwise, he's called a tvulyom. He's not 100% tahor. He's still tamei, right? So nonetheless, he goes back to his kohanim. Ad shayu hasharim niftachim, till the gates of the Beit HaMikdash open. This is all happening. Now look at the mefarish over here. He says, like, it's Bavi Hashavlo, the very first wide lines I skipped all over there, right? You know, there's an interesting halacha before that. Let's go back to that first one. It says, Yarad. Now, how could you, normally we go to the mikveh during the day, right? Who do we know goes to the mikveh at night? It's quite interesting. Woman going to the mikveh at night, right? So look at this mafarish. The Beit HaTfilah v'tavav alav v'zbeg v'nicham 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 v'had itna v'masechet megillah daf kaf lo mazin v'lo tovlin ele b'yom. You can't do azah if sprinkling. You can't do tefillah only during the day. Says Anna, what's that? Hainu b'chay v'tefillah shetzuchin svira. That's limited to the people who do tefillah and need to count. So Anita, for example, counts nekiim. Azava or azav will count nekiim. Right? That's what he says here. Kamo tamei meit, or zav, or metzora. Right? So tamei meit also has to be on the third day he has azah, and the seventh day he has azah, the sprinkling on the paradume ashes. Right? Or meit, or zav, or metzora, and leading out as a nida, right? Or not leading out, because a nida actually behaves like a zava. Okay? So it isn't the green for our purposes. Right? Because yagei yom sheva, v'safar miktzato, so those are why they count during the day, because those, sorry, it's okay, he's taken the yoled out of the yoled to the nida, because they don't, we practice like a zava, but in the Torah style they aren't a zava. Okay, so those people have accounts, they go during the day because they need seven complete days. The night goes after the day, so the night already came before the day, so their day now is in the end of the seventh day. Because the night was last night. So last night started the day. Now during the day, they're in the end of the day. So they can go to the mikveh during the day. If they go tonight, they already go on the eighth day. So they go today in the day and they wait for nightfall. V'nida v'yoledet tvidatan balayla sharei kol sheva shrahen hein temeim hilchach leel shmini hein tovlim. So a tefillah and yoledet, then go the night. All the others that need to count their days go in the day. Here, this Kohen who's going to the mikveh, yeah, he doesn't have to count. So he can go at night. There's no problem whatsoever. He can go at night. But now, what does he do? He can't work the Beit HaMikdash until he's finished and had his Harev Shimshur. So he goes back to his friends. That's the very first what? He's still not tahor. Look at this, it's amazing. You know what? You can go there. Why could they allow him to do this? What's the guess? Because the concept of Tful Yom is only Midrabanan. Right? The hard amidan Tful Yom Ali Kes Lamachane Levaya Midrabanan. So therefore there's no Doraita here. So Midoraita, the guy's Tahor. So go back to your friends. Right, because not going to make you now get some guys to come open the bedroom, just doors. These are big doors. We saw somewhere it took 6 people to open a door. We even closed the door. We'll see just now. Right? These are big doors. So they said, go back to your friends, and then look what happens. And then go, Ad Shehayu Shayim Frachim. And when the gates open, look around the bottom. I skipped that whole. Ad Shehayu Shayim Frachim. Tlatot Lazar, when they open, Yotzev Holech, and then he goes home. Tohoyel Velo Yase Avode, Ma Yase Lesham. What's he going to do? Go and work. So go home in the meantime. Go play backgammon. And
come back at night.
Come again you after Shim Shaw. Go rent a room in Jerusalem. Go board with some other Kohen friend. Right, so that is the Mishnah over there.
Airbnb.
That would be a good start for Airbnb. That's Airbnb started for a conference. You know the whole story. You heard that podcast and how we made it. You heard that podcast at Airbnb?
Oh yeah.
Sorry, in San Francisco, the guys there were for conferences, there were no rooms. So okay.
You could just dive in at the hotel.
Could just dive into the cocktail. There wasn't a cocktail then. Okay, but you're right. It could, if he was able to go travel forward. Okay, now, so then, new halacha. Mi shahayu hu rotze litrom. Litrom over here means trumat hadeshen. Then we saw that, we learned before in other mesechtas, we've learned that the Pirkei Kohanim used to run and fight and wanted early in the morning, the first thing, in having lots. They draw lots. So yeah. So mi shahayu rotze litrom adam izbayach. And the Farish Avia says, right opposite on the Tosfot side, Kol otam shirotim litrom, hayu mashkimim v'rat, shnim v'shnayim v'chule b'nei adam, ain't tomim, and 2 and 3 can't do it, ki echad hu torem, only one. Elo me'atidin goral, mi sheba goral yadu hu torem. They do lots, and the one who draw the lots, he would do it, b'sof me'atidin v'farish kait satra, which etim mishnah, we'll see how they do the lots. Right, mashkim v'tovel ad shlo yavua memune. Now this memune, I'm not sure about this memune. I was thinking about it. I'll be honest with you, I wanted to try research it, but I never had time. The memune seems to live outside the Beit HaMikdash gates. He doesn't seem to be one of those guys sleeping in the Beit HaMokel, which leads me to believe there was a permanent job of his and he wasn't one of the Mishmarot. I'm only making an assumption here. I don't think that's possible at all. Because look what happens. V'chibeze sha'a baha memune. When would he come, this memune? Lo kolay tim shavot. He never had a set time. Sometimes he comes when the rooster crows, or samuchlo, close to that time, milfanav meachorav, and or before or after, right? So we're not sure exactly when he would come. Look down at the mefarish over here. Shoel v'achakach meshiv. We ask and answer ourselves. Lochem shavot. Right, Tanago b'shlish alayli lachar chatzot, 3 hours after chatzot, like three in the morning approximately, or samuchlo, baby before, after, pamim korem, pamim acharka, sometimes early, sometimes later, lo haya kavua b'davar, v'al b'emtza halal, but one thing for sure, he never came in the middle of the night. They knew that it came after the middle of the night, it was like after chatzot, towards the morning time starting to come, right? And then he would arrive, ha'mamune ba, v'dafak alehen, right, so he'd knock, look at the mefarish over here. Ba me beito v'dav. See me beito. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what leads me to imply it was one of those like permanent kohanim. You know, like you've got like probably some higher echelon of secretariat of the Beit HaMikdash who are permanent. I suppose you can't have that just running on people coming every week, right? Because then you never have continuity. So they're probably permanent gizbarim and secretaries and stuff like you hear in the Beit HaMikdash.
So see, it was essentially the assistant to the Kohen Gadol.
Really, eh? Amazing. Okay, I never saw that anywhere.
The senior official in the
amazing, eh? So you see the senior official that'll wake up at 3 in the morning. Okay, that's a big cover, eh? The more senior you are, the earlier you wake up. Okay, that's all right. What's it based on? Who's the source for that?
Doesn't say.
Because none of the Mepharshim that I've seen over here said that, but that's very nice. I was wondering who he was. Okay. Amazing. Wonder where he got that from.
Malachi was supposed to have no privileged status and was no different from any other priest.
Yeah, of course. He got up at 3 in the morning. There's no privileged status. Well, you want to wake up at 3 in the morning every day of your life. Anyhow. So now, Amar Lahim said, come to him with a pious, Bami Beit Vakalim, Bain al Shareha Arbaid, Bein al sharei beit hamoked. Okay, a patuch l'arbat. Depending where he'd knock on, v'hei potchim they open for him. Amar he says to the kohanim, la kohanim shoboto beit av. You see that he then speaks to the kohanim in that beit av, on that mishmer, that family. Mi shetaval v'chinas moru chumad al bisbayach. Whoever's prepared himself, yavol v'yefaisan. If you've been to the mikveh, you prepare yourself, come and spend the lottery. V'chatzei beit hamoked abanui v'kodesh. And he'd come and do it in the chatzei beit hamoked that was built. Then we saw yet in the mishnah at the beit hamoked. Anybody seeing the plan there where it is? At the Chatzib, at the Beit HaMoked stood half in the Kodesh and half out the Kodesh. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Now, every the whole of yesterday that map was sticking out. Now when I want to look at that chart, I can't find it. Oh, here it is. Right? Anybody see where the Beit HaMoked is?
Northwest. 37.
What number is it?
37.
Oh, so I'm on 30. Oh, there we are. Okay. So you see that? Half of it's outside the walls. Half it's inside. So there the gate comes from the outside, inside. We'll see just now as well about the two gates. So there's part of it was inside, part of it was outside the Kodesh. He has to come onto this side of the Beit HaMoked to actually do the pais. Because the pais, the lottery has to be done in the Kodesh. They can't stand, they've got to come stand over here, right?
They have first, he says, they do the tefillah, and then they do the lottery.
So the Kohanim would go to the mikvah.
Those
who want to. Not everybody did it. Those who want to. It's, you can't do two or three. So the guys who got up early, right? The guys who got up early and were keen, right? The Zrizim, they'd go to the mikvah and they'd quickly run and come and stand in line for the lottery, right? So then, the Ba'inan Beit Elohim for the pious. You have to have the pious in Beit Elohim. Right, now lach beregesh can mefarish b'sichat yom, they go all excitedly, right, v'apasi b'chatzi b'ramok ramakudash, in the holy part. Right, then the Mishnah carries on and says, b'patchulu amaru mi shetabal v'yaveh, mi shezacha zacha bo, look here, mi shezacha, af agav deshar payesot yu b'lishkat hagazit. Right, he says, most of the other payesim, for all the other things that they had, were in the lishkat hagazit. Right, where's the lishkat hagazit? Anybody find the lishkat hagazit? I think it's 19. Yeah, this is there, I think this is 19. You see 19 over here? Is your number the same as ours, Michael?
Yes. Oh.
No, I've got a different...
So look over here. Nishkat HaGazit is over here.
Over here.
Right, that's Nishkat HaGazit. I'm pretty sure, right?
Yes,
19. Najle Moshav has a Hedra Gdola, right. They were also part in and part out. Right? You see that? Nishkat HaGazit is there. So most of the Pisces took place there. That's what he says, right? He says... most of them were there. They're working in the Azara, right? They're working there where the animals are, and they just pop in there. That's probably an easier place to go. But here, it's a bit of a contradiction what he's saying here, because he's saying since most of them were here because they haven't yet gone down to work, but they had to go to the mikveh first. They'd go to the mikveh and then come back up. So why don't they just stay downstairs and go straight to the Lishkat HaGazit? I don't know.
Was it Sanhedrin was
there? Sanhedrin was it, yes. Yeah. Sanhedrin was.
I assume that guy who's coming with the Balkari, he's coming back, he sees them or he's coming back, and he can leave when the
doors open. When that guy arrives, he can already leave. Right. Ubazara if shall fast they call in the Azara, why not? The Ainachon Lamod Bazara below Mitznefek. He takes off one of their hats. That's part of the lottery process. They couldn't do it yet because then he'd have to take his Mitznefek off. And he can't take the Mitznefek off. Okay, we'll get to all these things one day. Okay, so that's why they did it over there. And then they do the thing. Okay, the Gemara. Now the Gemara is like this. Everything's mazal. Ereshkoach, very nice. Everything's mazal. So many says. A kol talui b'mazal. Afilu sefer Torah shebaichal. And you say there's no makor for that? There is a makor for that. Firstly, my father's my makor, but a kol talui b'mazal. Look, a call talui b'mazal, lo tzarich mazal. A call talui b'mazal.
And mazal
Yisrael. Right? Ma makol mishpat a call b'mazal afilu sefer Torah shebaichal u ma hisber lo. Here we are. So Shebrahma is Belo Shaila Chuva. Hashem Yom Echad Lezem Mizvah Shalom Vracha Elner Chach Kabalti Hinei Muva BeZohar Naso Kuf Lamedalit Akol Talui Akol Talui BeMazal VaAfidu Sefer Rashi BeEchal VeShem Arich BeSodan Shel Dvarim Apik Kabbalah VeYesh Tomah BePshitut Ki Yecholim Lirot BeBet HaKnesset SheYesh Baron Kodesh BeSifrei Torah UMotzim Et Ze O Ze O Ze Nikrat Ra BeDiyuk Sefer Torah Echad Lo Motzim Kol Avor Shana Shtemah Shlo Motzim Kol Kol Shana Harei SheGam Al Ze Tshechim Mazal So the Zohar In Naso Kuf Lamedalit. Okay, Shakur.
At one point, they just said in the Aron they would have all the Sifri Torah in the
Aron,
ready for at that reading, maybe. So having to
roll them all, but that's a lot of work. Then, and then every Shabbos you got to roll all your Svarim.
That's advice.
I don't know if any of you have been to the we're sidetracking now. We're getting late, but we're sidetracking late. But if any of you have been to the shul, the Svardi, the Spanish Portuguese shul in Manhattan, right? They have all their Sifri Torah during the year are rolled with a red felt around it. The whole sefer is rolled into a red felt. And they've got about 20 svarim in their aron, massive aron. I happened to be there, Erev Tisha B'Av, in New York.
I was there on Tisha B'Av.
We were on Tisha B'Av. Yeah. And what color is it?
What?
And they change all, they've got the shamus. I was there, Erev Tisha B'Av in the shul. I watched it happen in my own eyes. I've never seen this. I don't know what was going on there. They roll all the svarim with a black felt. That's their minhag.
Wow.
They take all their svarim, open them up, and they roll it in. It's like a black felt in the sefer, parallel to the behind the cloth. When you open the pay sefer, on the back of it is
extremely fat,
like this. It's very very fine, like a very thin black. But all the svarim during the year are red, and the Tisha B'Av, all the svarim are rolled black. So there you could have them. That's the sort of shul that you would imagine that every Shabbos all the svarim are ready for reading. Right? Okay, let's go. Okay, we're right. Right. Okay, let's go. All right. So now, Gemara Minahani Mili. The Gemara has a question. Where's this from? Minahani Mili. What's the question? Good question over here on the Tosfot side. Klomar Minala Mina Pasuk Debaina Shlosha Shomrim. The Mishnah says Beshlosha Mekumot Akwanim Shomrim. Where do we see it? You need three Shomrim. We're just a bit odd. Rabbi Amar Krav, Vahachonim Lifnei Mishkan, Kedmi Lifnei Ol Moed Mizracha. So if they parked in front of the Mishkan on the east side, Kedim is east, right? Yes. Lifnei Ol Moed Mizracha. No, you're right, east. Moshe v'Aharon uvanav. So it's Moshe v'Aharon uvanav, which is actually a bit more than three at the moment. Shomrim Mishmeret Hamigdash. God, the guarding of the Migdash. Le Mishmeret Bnei Shel. For the Mishmeret. Three times you see the word Mishmeret over here. The words like this. So therefore, the assumption over here is, now I'm going to cry, look at the Mepharish there down the bottom. Aru Lubana Varei Gimel Shomrim. Le Basof Parish Ve'em Kulu Baha. The word says, fine. So we've got Aru Lubana. There's three Kohanim. The Gemara is going to ask that, but maybe all in the same place, etc. So the Gemara says, yeah, and that's beautiful. But Shimur Ba'ama Eshkachan Debayi. Right? Ashkachan. Shimur Ba'ama Ashkachan Debayi. Konirim Shimur. Right, mihu matnitin ketani b'shtu. That's all we're asked about general shmirah. But our Mishnah asked the question: what? B'shlosha mekum lakonim shomrim v'amigdash. In three places, and we know v'halevim b'shrim v'echad makom in 21 places. V'lukra, and the pasuk says kohanim v'levim b'hadei adarek. They were written together. Moshe v'Aharon, Kohen and Levi. So we've got three places for there and 21 for there. And the pasuk speaks about them all together. Where do we know that there are three kohanim that do shmirah only on their own? So Amr goes Achik Amar. Let's say he meant to read the pasuk. Va'achonim lifnei hamishkan kaidma lifnei hamoed mizracha Moshe. On the stopped on the parked on the side on the eastern side. Who's that? Moshe. Va'had and the pasuk then goes back and says Aharon ubanav shomrei mishmeret hamigdash, which means Aaron in one place and in banav b'shnei mekumot in two other places. That's how the Gemara pashtet simple out the answer. Where does it mean, my? How do we know any of that? Minichtiv achonim, because it says parked. Uchtiv shomrim, and then it says they were guarding. Chonim lechud v'shomrim lechud. So you see that the parking is separate and the shmira is separate. The parking was regarding Moshe, and the shmira is regarding him, Aaron and his two sons. The other three people. It's beautiful. Maybe they were all doing shmira in one place together. So you've told us that the three kohanim that did shmira. But how do we know that it's the three different places? Beit HaNitzotz, Beit HaTimus, and Beit HaMoked. Moshe says, Losach, I don't think that, right? Moshe b'chad makom lechudei, just like Moshe was in his own place, Av Aaron u'banav, so to Aaron his sons, V'chad makom l'chudei, were each on their own places separately. And Rashi gives a separate answer. He said, you can see it in the Pasuk. Amar p'seifa dekra. The Pasuk says, Shomrim mishmeret le'mishmeret. It says, Shomrim le'mishmeret, Shomrim mishmeret, ha'migdash, t'mishmeret ne'sha. Look at the bottom of Rashi, at the bottom there. Rashi amar p'seifa dekra. Yachol ata b'kali says, Lavin. For simply understand, t'ibin ha'shosh b'komot, they do three places. B'kohanim dikhtiv, Shomrim mishmeret, mishmeret. It says three times, mishmeret, harbei shmirot. They're all in the same place together. And be one shmira. So therefore, we've got lots of shmiras. Therefore, you know that they're all three are in separate places. Okay, Gemara carries on. Okay, now new next time in the Mishnah we said that Beit Aftinos uBeit HaNitzotz, right? We said that they were aluyot. Remember that they had the like an upper gallery, like a second story. So the Gemara says, Ibayelayu. What's the question? Aluyot mamash. Havu or Dilma de Havu Gavia Migbekaliot. Were they really mamash aluyot, like a second story? Or were they just like built in a bit of a on a bit of a pedestal that they seemed like a second story? In other words, was there proper usage underneath? Or was it just like a little bit of a half floor? That's the Gemara's question. You can see here from the Farishes and the Tosfot side, I'm not going to read all of this. That should be not going to have time. What's the time? We've got 20 minutes, okay? It says, Bishu Machi. See, he says over here like this. He said, what's the question? He said, Mishum hachi baye asked the question. Look at the very first line on the Tosfot side. He said, Mishum depshitin elishas. What's pashut? It was obvious to this Gemara, like the Shmirat Kohanim, right? Haim begavoa, that they're high. Kedibainan, lifush lakam mikra. Because there's a pasuk, and we're going to explain the pasuk. Mishum hachi, that's why the Gemara asked the question. When we know that they have to be high, but aluyot mamash? Kol aluyot shebahashas, havu kol aluyot shebahashas. Normally when we speak in the Holoshas, we say an aliyah, we speak about a second story, right? We have all Gemara's about the aliyah, right? In the second story with regards to Tumah, we've seen it with regards to everything. Right. Where the guy that went up to the aliyah and they took the ladder away, remember? With the woman in the house, remember the Gemara? Entonces in the aliyah, it's a second story, right? Which means, Shabbat Tachteah, Lashum Tashmish. Hunasel Abayt, for proper use. So you got the bottom and the upper level. Aval Hacha, but yeah, in our case, even if you never had use beneath it, we have heart. Because for Shmira, don't forget. Right? So Shmira has to be high. So maybe it's not a proper double story. That's the Gemara's question. Mishum hachi kabayi aliyot mamash v'tashmish lamata kaderech aliyot shetashmish lamata bevayit or dilma, or maybe not. Lo ayut shechim lamata bevayit el shmirat kohanim ba'avur tiye begavoa mishum hachi ba'num agabe makom gavoa shebazara. That's the question. Is it built on stilts, just to be a little bit higher, like a watchtower, or is it a proper second story? The Gemara says, let's try to solve this from a brighter, or from a Mishnah. Ditnan. Go to Mishnah Masechet Milah, we're going to come up with it. Right? Coming up very soon. Ditnan. Shebetzafon Shar HaNitzot. Right? On the northern side of the gate of the Shar HaNitzot, there's a bait in the same room, right? Ukemin Aksadrahaya. Right? The Shita adds in there, Ukamin Aksadraya. It was like a top of an aksadra. How do they translate aksadra? Like a lobby? Yeah.
Pavilion.
Pavilion, okay. Ukamin Aksadra, Haya. A portico, thank you. Whatever that means. I don't know what either of those two words are, but I think it means like a bit of a lobby, yeah, like a, okay. Right? Because you have an aksadra, right? Like, okay. Aliyah Benuya Al Gaba. And there was a level on top of it. Shakwanim Shomrim Milamala Valim Milamata, you see the living the Kohanim with above the Milamata. We see it's proper Tashmish, it's a proper double story. Right? Upetach Hayal Lachol, there's a petach going out into the non-Chor Kodesh part. We should actually keep this open all the time, right? So Beit HaNitzot. Somebody find me Beit HaNitzot, please. That number 46. Beit HaNitzot. Yes. I'm just looking at the picture and assuming, right, that it's that, right? Because it's got a... okay. Beit HaNitzot, you can see there. It's right on the western side of the... but I mean, just there, Beit HaNitzot. And it's also got you can see it's outside the walls. So it's got that's why I assume it's got a Kodesh Lachol. Right? So there's Beit HaNitzot. Right? We got another brighter which says the pasuk quotes a pasuk that says v'gamed achicha matel levi shev davicha hakrei v'tach, bring them to crouch v'yelavu. Look at the pasuk that says now we start quoting it v'yelavu alecha v'yishatucha, and the levim will accompany you and they will guard you atau v'anecha itach l'dal ol ha'edut. And the Gemara stands, the brighter says v'yelavu alecha v'yishatucha, what does it mean? Ba'avodatecha, hakatu is talking about work. So we see there that the Levim underneath, the Kohanim are above, because they will accompany by work. What's the work? Understand the work over here means the guarding. They'll guard beneath you, the guard. The verse says, wait a second. You're saying it's in your work? Maybe it's their work. Right? Maybe they've got their own work and you've got your work. And what was the work of the Levim? Was to sing and do all other stuff. Where do you come to the guarding? Right? Look at the Mefarish over here. I skip down there, go down to the bottom there on the Tosfot side. The Torah Banan, V'yidavu alecha v'shatuch v'vadecha k'tuv v'nabeh, klomar ba'avodatecha, dahainu shmira, she'en shomrin, they're God with you. K'mochein, ba'k'tuv v'yidamed, V'yidavu she'tfeilin lecha b'shmiratan. What does it mean, V'yidavu, that accompany you? They secondary to you. You the senior and they the junior. She'enan shomrin b'begova k'motach. And they don't guard on the heart like you do, they guard beneath. So it's simple. We've got a brighter there in Masechet Midot, which tells us that the Levim were beneath and the Kohanim were above, and that's how we know the story is all beautiful. Of course, wait a second, right? Atam e'bavodatecha, kasher perashti, like I explained, o'enu ele bavodatam. Maybe it's only the bavodatam. Look at the very last line there on the Tosfot side. Klomar, shayu shomrim, v'nosim bekateif, umay v'ilavu lecha v'shatucha. And they would basically just guard and carry stuff around. You look at the Masorah Shas there on the bet. It's got a separate word there, shorerim. It's got a svara acher shorerim, singing. Basically, you could learn two ways what their work is, right? Hachik Amar, v'yitchabru elecha v'shatucha b'nei levim, shayu nosim b'katef ha-mishka, they'd carry stuff, v'chol kelav, v'hai v'yelavu, so what's this v'yelavu, that would accompany you? We understood it now that they would do shmira. Sh'ata oseh ikar avoda, dan avoda mizbayach, you do the bulk of the work. V'hem yishatucha, shayu nosim ha-mishkan b'nesiyatan. They'll carry the stuff during the travels. But nowhere do we see this. There's avoda. So how do we explain this brightly that we're above, they're beneath? We haven't got a proper answer yet to our question. And the Talmud says no. Keshehu omer v'nilvu alecha v'shamru l'chol kelav l'chol avodatav. Hi, avodat Talmud. We got another pasuk which says the pasuk of Amidbar v'nilvu alecha v'shamru b'shmer to amoed l'chol avodat b'hoel v'zalu yekrev lechem. That is talking about the carrying, right? Avodat Talmud ha mani mekayem v'nilvu alecha v'shatucha. And so now, what is this pasuk here we're speaking about? Bavodatecha k'tuv v'nabeh, talking about your work, which is by many, right? Which is the same guarding as you. So we solved that problem, and therefore the bright is correct. And we've got a lower level, the Levim, in the Beta. What Beit was that? The Beta Nitzotz. Right, was that Beta Nitzotz? 46, what was 46? Beta Nitzotz, yes. Beta Nitzotz. Okay, so that is sorted out. So what's the hakeit? So how does this work? He says, Kohanim shomrim milamala, v'levim milamata. The Kohanim were above, and the Levim were beneath. So, okay, so we've solved that problem now. We now have a proper aliyah. Quite simple. We've sorted out very nicely. The next quote from the Mishnah.
When you have the fire
will
be down below,
it wouldn't
be up.
No, in the Beit HaMedura. This is Beit HaNitzotz. Beit HaMokeh, there was a fire. Beit HaMokeh, it was a. We're proving that we said in the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said like this. Beit HaNitzotz and Beit HaMokeh. Sorry, Avtinos u Beit HaNitzotz hayu aluyot. Avtinos and Nitzotz, not Beit HaMokeh. Beit HaMokeh never a double story.
Yeah, but
the double story was in Beit HaMokeh, was on the ground floor. So there was only one fire on the ground floor. The Beit HaNitzotz and Beit HaMokeh. Beit HaNitzotz, the Beit HaTimas, they had two stories. The Beit HaMokeh, where the fire wasn't a double story. Remember, the Mishnah said there were three areas that they guarded. Shloshah mokumot ha-kohanim shomrim Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaTinas, Beit HaNitzotz, Beit HaMokeh. And then it said, Beit HaTinas, Beit HaNitzotz, hayu aluyot. Beit HaMokeh, there wasn't an aliyah.
The fire
was on the ground floor. They never had a second floor, Beit HaMokeh.
No, but I'm saying Beit HaNitzotz, they also
never had a fire. We said the sun shone through. It was lit by the sun. We never said anything about a fire there. Remember? We sort of read it in the Rosh and then skipped it out until Arya saw the actual translation and they quoted the Rosh. Remember back when we see the Rosh is over here. It was the Mishnah yesterday. We saw it in the Rosh. It says like this. Go back on Daf Kafe Amud Bet. We saw there Beit Avtinas Beit HaNitzotz. Kamin Aksadra. He has the word Aksadra as well. Like a portico or a, what did your word use it?
A pavilion
or a lobby or whatever. Hayata petucha miruach achat was open on one side. V'nitzutze chama mitznatznitzin ba, and the sunshine rays shone through. Hayata ba ora meruba, and it was very well lit. Lechach nikreit halishka Beit HaNitzotz. But the fire was in Beit HaMokeh. Okay, let's go. So now, okay, now the next quote to the Mishnah was Beit HaMokeh. Yes, Beit HaMokeh had a kippah. had like a rounded roof, right? Like a dome. Well, Bayit Gadol Hayah was a very big room. We can see, right? If you look at it, just look at the proportions on the map. It was about 20 times the size of Beit HaNitzotz and about double the size of Lishkat HaGazit. Right? It's a pretty big room, right? Maybe not double the size of Lishkat HaGazit, but at least 30-40% bigger. Okay. So now, the Mishnah says, Bala Moket Kippa, Ubayit Gadol, it was very big. The Gemara says, Nu, V'chad Shimur Hayah? V'chad Shimur, only had one guard there? Tavu Bala Moket? Laki Bala Moket? There's only one guard there? Sorry, there was the Bala Moket, only one guard? How can it be only one guard? Such a big room, right? Does it make sense that it would only have one guard? Look at the Mefaresh over here. The Keren of the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'raminu, and we've got a brighter. We've got a steer on this. Right? It says, Shnei sh'arim ayu b'beit ha-moked. There were two gates in b'beit ha-moked. Echad patuach l'chayil, v'echad patuach l'azar. You can see it in your charts, in your drawings. You've got two doors. Look, and if you look in the middle, you've got a fire there burning in the middle of b'beit ha-moked. You see the fire?
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a fire burning there. Right, so you got where it says 42 on that side there. You can see there's an opening, and on the pointing into the Azara, there's an opening. So the got a rabbi with shnei sharim. Are you better mokay? Echad paduach lachay, echad paduach lazara. Right. Look at the rosh. I can't find it though. Shnei sharim. You see that? If you got, if you look in the Rosh there, you'll see it. It's within towards the end of the narrow lines on the Tosfot side of the Daf. He says, "Shleshim ayalu lebet amokay, umidakari lehu she'arim al megedolim ayu, v'tzarich kol chad minayu sheyishmor lechudei." They're big doors. Each one in its own guarding. Right? Look at the Mefaresh here. See, we're running out of time here. I don't want to read this Mefaresh very long, but look at the Mefaresh here. Habanu agabe kippa echad patuach lechu b'chal b'ayit ve'echad patuach lazara b'chetzua banu b'kodesh. So in the half, he explains it basically, we understand. But umid ahavu shnei sha'arim, alma hayu shnei shomrim. The kol sha'ar v'sha'ar have shomer. Each one is on God. Ubi avad shi yishamesh, because if you see it, other than just kabe kimin it out. Alfa agav damrida nishkota b'niyot b'kodesh tuchad lechol tochan chol ishkat ben amoked hoyo vahavu leishnei shomrim echad b'kodesh v'chad b'chol habanu l'kodesh nimshach achar pitcho v'habanu b'chol nimshach achar pitcho. Basically they go out of their areas, therefore we need big guys. V'chad muchach b'yoma. Okay, you know what, we got the idea. So basically we need two gods. That's a Gemara's question. Am Rabbi Yehuda b'zeh shenichnesin la'azara pishpesh katan hayalo. He says no, there was only really one big door. The big door was from the chol into the ben amoked. And the part of the Baramoka going into the Azara was a little pishpat, like a little gate. Right? And look what this gate was for. It's quite amazing what this gate is all about. Right? He says only basically pishpat shakatana shibor nichasin le balush ha'azara. What's the idea? Here they came from there, le balush. What does balush mean? Balashaf. And balush is like inspectors, right? A bolesh, or a balash. In Hebrew, what do you call it? A balash, right? Like a detective. It's called the balash, right? Look at the Mefaresh, look at the Rosh over here, right? The first wide lines, Livlosh el Azara v'yichapes mitargimine. It translates it as in Targum as lechapes, to search. U'balash ayu nichasin derech oto petach katan ha'omet etz lashar gadol. And the inspector would come to the little gate. Wow, look what he do here. Lechapes ala shomrim ba'azara, to check up on the guards. There'd be an inspector who'd go around and check up on the guards, right? Like exactly like you're shmir in the army. If you fall asleep, you go to jail. Right, so they'd come up and check that you're doing the guard. Look, have him, hayu yeshenim. They slept on their guard, mishpatam, lakuotam. They beat them.
Yeah.
Give them a clap. Right, velo hayu potchin et hashar hagadol. Remember, I said the gates were very big. Look here, they never opened the big gate. Why? Because in the balush, kedei shelo yauru yeshenim mikol hashar hagadol. Because if they opened the big gates, the guys would hear. They'd wake up, defeat the purpose. They'd go to sleep. Then now, when I hear that big gate opening, I quickly wake up. Right. They rely on that, the guards, and now go to sleep. That's the only hour again. When the guy opens the door, we hear the door, we wake up, they won't catch us. We hear what we understand from what he's saying. Gadol haya midaya petach katan betzido vaya tzarich l'shomram. V'im tova v'hechasach l'adach l'meimah shaya shomer l'zeh ashar hamin l'kaman d'shomer azar ayu shomrim b'chutz Rabbi Friedman's got a problem. How can you say that? Because the guards had to be outside, not inside. Kamor Baharabait, the Anya Shulabas, they couldn't sit inside on the Kurdish part over here. Aren't allowed to sit over here. They couldn't stand the whole day. So it's unrealistic to expect them to stand the whole day and they couldn't sit. So how could they possibly do guarding on this side inside the Kodesh? You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It says, Ubay Ubay Tamokir Haya Khitova Kodesh for Eef Shaleshev. It's an Ashar, they couldn't sit there. Tuk Nazar opened the Vesh Lomar Keshayut to the Shev, Yitrachek, Ketzat Min Ashar, Veshev Bachut, Bechetosh, Bach Veshev, Ma'at Vianuchu. So what they do is they move their chair into the section that's outside of the Kadosh. They'd sit for a little bit, get their strength back, and then go back and stand guard over there. That's how they would do it. But they did have these gates and the guards, etc. They didn't need proper guarding, right? But they did have some sort of guarding. Okay. Okay. Another answer. Since he said no, maybe that, since they're opposite one another, right? Kaime sagidu bechad shomer, be enough with one shomer. Shomer could sit in the middle, basically, and keep his eye on both gates. That's another answer, right? Okay, see, so now the next question of the Mishnah was Mukaf Rovadin. When we had the Beit HaMokad, had these like stones that was around it, right? With layers of in the bunk beds, right? So the Gemara says, Rovadin, my new. What are these Rovadin? Right? So the Gemara says, Gezarta de Itstavta de Salke Behu le Itstavata. Right? Look whatever that means. Look at the Mefarash. He says there, Rovadin, my Nihu, see, it's about seven lines down to the first of the Rashi side. My Gezartah says, She'olin al yadam lemitot, she'en b'choma ka'en mitot. They'd climb up, basically, they're like steps going up, which they could climb onto the doors. T'lachar she'nivnu b'choma, since they were built into the walls. Chilku et ha'avanim v'asu k'min itstavot. They basically, what's the word? They made the walls into the stone in such a way they could like climb up, like they pulled them in and out, staggered them, I think would be the right word. Right? Staggered the stones so they could use them as steps. Umishumachi parich, and then the Gemara is gonna ask, Umi palga avanim, can you cut avanim? Vahakati vahabait behibanuto even shleima masanivne. You aren't allowed to cut stones, they're built of complete stones, the Beit HaMikdash. Wasn't asked that question. Right, look at the Rosh as well. Second wide lines of the Rosh. Gizarta istavita. Avanim rechavot, says Gizarta di istavuta, says Avanim rechavot, wide stones, gizurot umerubaot. They were chiseled, so to speak, and squared off. Boltin mina kotel, pointing out of the walls. Ulemarim boltin avanim acherot, and on top of the other ones, ketzat mina tachtonim, a little bit less than the others. Volin me'elu le'elu, you could basically go up the stairs, the madrigal, the yeshenim, I could sleep on all of them. So you could walk up the stones, they stuck out, and you could step up on them, and you could sleep on them. So I suppose the first, the guy at the top goes up first, and the second guy, he's the guy who has the Baal Keri at night, he's a bit of a problem, right? He's got to step over all the guys coming down, but anyhow, that's a separate problem.
Does he make them
too? Huh?
Does he make
them
too?
The
rap climbing? No, does he make them too? You mean my heel on them? Good one. I don't know, can you be mile on a tumor of a Keri? I don't know if you're on my heel.
Keri doesn't have a...
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that a Keri can. No, but Michael's saying if he walks over the guys, he's going to make each one of them tumor. I don't think it's a Keri. I think it's a tumor mate. And you have to be an other tumor. I don't know if a Keri... Keri doesn't metame somebody else. Mm. I don't think so. It's a good question. All right. Anyhow, it's nice. It fits in. All right. So basically... That is the so we're talking about. Umi have a miflega avanim. Yeah, the Gemara says, how can you chop up and cut? We said they were nicely cut and cornered, etc. How do you cut avanim? How do you cut them? V'haketev. Then the pasuk say, we got a pasuk over here from Malachim. It says, v'abayit bi'banuto even shleima masa nivne u'makavot v'agazin kol klei bazel lo nishma b'abayit b'banuto. These chisels and axes and stuff. And all kibar steel tools, you never even heard of the Beit HaMikdash. It was Asur. So how do you get to this? Well, it's no problem. Amar Abaya, the mitakne umaitei miikara avne zutrav avne revarvata. From the outset, they brought bigger ones and smaller ones. Kiritim avne esramot, avne shmolamot. There was those who were 10 amot wide, those who were 8 amot wide. Look over here at the Mefaresh. He says, Korem sheyaviyu avanim bazara, you mitukanot edai bazal. Before, interesting, I look at this, eh? Before they brought him to Beit HaMikdash, they already did the chiseling outside the Beit HaMikdash. Look at this. Umayti avanim gedolot, and they brought big ones and thin ones. Kirikti bekra, dachi ayu osim avne esramot, and et eitamot. And the 10 amot one stuck out so that they could walk on them. The chutz la azara, look at this halacha. The chutz la azara, outside the azara, mutar lechotchan ulashvotan bebarzel. You could chop them and cut them and chisel them and make them all different sides of the barzel. Aval mishe ba'u la azara. Once you brought him to the azara, asur lahanif, and then you can't even wave a barzel over them. Ba'alitim u'makavot va'gazim v'klorim barzel onishba mi'beinah v'amato hanu ba'azara aval chutz la azara. No, wasn't a problem whatsoever. Okay, interesting halacha there, eh? I never knew that. I thought that any stones you couldn't cut. Okay, interesting. Let's quickly finish off.
Did they use a worm or something?
Yeah, there was a shami, right. Okay, next the Mishnah was Ziknei Beit Av Yeshanim Sham. We said in the Beit Amokai, the older ones would sleep there. Vamai, why do they sleep on these stones? Laila Mito, why bring them in bed? Bring them in proper beds. Right? Am Rabaya, love Orech Ara, not Mechubad, Leiule Mito to Bet Amigdash. To bring beds to Bet Amigdash, look at the bottom there. Vamai, love Elumito. So he says, Amai Yeshanim Agabe Chome, Nailumito, bring them breads. So you see, it's not Mechubad. Okay, we have a good Yontif, and we'll carry on tomorrow.